Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's today, May 19th, and we have one of my favorite people on today. And may I add, people, one of my favorite people besides. He is so good looking. Oh my gosh. I mean, if he just brought him back to YNO on the canvas, I would be happy. Because he was so great as own son. And so, handsome and great for Abby and not so great for Sharon, in my view. And he's been on Mad Men, Resilient Isles, Duty Little Secret. So let's welcome Daniel Hall.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. That was such a beautiful introduction and some very kind words.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but yes, I don't care what anyone says. You were one of the hottest guys on daytime. You still are. I mean, okay, you threw this woman with Abby the whole time instead of Sharon. In my opinion, you guys spoke good and... If you want to go on back on Young and the Restless, why not, Daniel? I will do anything in my power to make it happen once this crisis is over, because I felt like you were unfinished at YNO, and I felt like sending you out to do a story and then they don't hear from you again was stupid. So if you want to go back on there, I will treat YNO like there's no tomorrow. And I have no say in doing that for you. So if
I always welcome the opportunity to go back to work with YNR. I think it's such a great show. And, if you want to send out some tweets, I always appreciate it. It was definitely a place that I feel very proud to have been, and I would love to go back and do a nice story arc. I think Scott has some very unfinished business to do. You're right.
Exactly. So, yes. And so how are you holding up with this quarantine, lockdown, prison?
I'm fortunate enough to have an apartment that has some nice windows and light, and I have a few plants that I take care of and look after. So I have something I feel like I'm giving a good positive energy to. And I get outside, that's the truth. I go and find a hike now that the trails are open as much as possible. Just working out a lot outside keeps my head clear and sane. I'm just happy to be healthy. That's all I can say. And my family's healthy. So I'm in a good place. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess Seattle was the first known case here in Washington State in January. We've been in lockdown since February 27th. So, for me, it's just another crazy. Because, I mean, I'm thankful I have all these interviews. No one can say no me because they have no excuses. They have no excuses whatsoever right now why they cannot come on, because no one's booking. Everyone has to stay at home. So, yes, I feel like it's my duty during the crisis to just bring people interviewed, because after Thursday, there will only be Days of Our Life that we'll be showing new episodes. And
Day's the only one showing new stuff?
Well, Days of Our Life does 6 months in advance.
That,
we will get that until November. Hopefully everything will be back before them because, it does seem like a long, drawn-out process we truly think that we are healthy, but it just feels like it's been so long for a lot of people, and a lot of people are probably getting too crazy.
I know, and a lot of people are struggling financially, of course, and dealing with not being able to go back to work, and what do you do when unemployment runs out in July, that $600 from the federal government, if you're able to get that, that then stops in the end of July. It's tricky. It's hard to balance, like, healthy, stay safe, and, you know, keep the economy going. So it's tricky.
Yeah, I mean, you have to balance out keeping people safe and the economy. I mean, you know, we really don't want to go through this again in the fall. I mean, I know I don't want to go through another wave of this ever again. So, And so, since you, are not working, have you been writing? What have you been doing to...
I've been keeping my skills sharp. I've been working on some monologues. I've been actually learning some Spanish, which was long overdue. I've been doing about 30 minutes a day of Spanish, just on an app. I have a little phone app that's been very helpful, and I feel like I'm probably at like an eighth grade Spanish level at the moment. Not too fluent or anything, but I think that was something long overdue, being that I live in Southern California. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking people here. What else? I've also I've been auditioning a little bit for some Lifetime movies. I've taped for a couple of those. We'll see about that. A lot of voiceovers have come in, some VO work, because that's something we can do from home and not have to go into any studios. But other than that, the theatrical world is completely at a standstill. I'm just thinking of shooting a short film on my own here, something about a love story that is somehow in quarantine. I'm thinking of putting something together I can do possibly from different homes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So I was thinking of putting something together with that.
I mean, the fact that you... doing the whole learning Spanish thing, I think that's great because I tried that in high school and I failed. Yeah. So, you know, it was a sign that, Spanish and I were just not going to get along.
You guys weren't meant to be. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
it wasn't. Right. But so are you finding yourself before I bring on callers and my co-hosts? Because if I hog you for the whole time, I will be getting... add messages from David and Bobby, and I don't want to deal with that, but do you feel like you are going more into the kissing, getting something to eat more since you've been in quarantine than ever?
Do I about kissing?
Yeah, like you're opening the refrigerator, looking for food more than you've ever been.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So what I've been doing is I've really only ordered food once from out. So I've ordered Papa John's once. It's the one thing I did. But otherwise, I'm in the fridge. I'm literally opening my fridge now. I'm in here like crazy, and it's getting time to go to the grocery store again. But I snack all day long. I usually have I've been cooking a lot of batch stuff. Right now I've got a big thing of my grandma's recipe, macaroni and cheese. It's like a pie. It's like a big bake you make and then you cut up squares of it. So I've been eating that with some vegetable soup and some barbecue chicken I made. But I'm snacking a lot. I've just been cutting up veggies and dipping into tzatziki or hummus and just constantly smacking.
Remember, it's good to order the food from your, you know, logo west onto to help them out. You know,
yes,
it's kind
yes.
of a balancing act, I think, with that, because, you know, yes, I find myself going in the kitchen way too much too, and, you know, it's crazy, but I better bring on other people because you have a short time. And 574, you're on there.
My dog barked in Spanish.
What is that?
My dog start. He stopped barking in Spanish.
Who's this?
This is Daytime After Dark. Who's this?
This is Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Hello.
Hi.
How y'all doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. Now, this is what I wonder. Now, I don't think the coronavirus is so bad. If you stop and think about it for just a minute, it kills old people who are going to die anyway. And then these little youngins that it kills, they probably are sickly little boys and girls. They were just going to cost a lot of money to raise. It kills them all. And the best thing about it is it works on the black peoples and the Latinos.
Who is this guy? You know this person, Carly?
No, I'm serious about it. Hello?
Carly, do you know who this person is or no? Were you able to hang that person up?
Do you have any other questions for Daniel? Okay. We kind of lost the person.
Well, I don't think it's...
Oh, no, we did.
I don't know if he's still there.
I still kiss at the same grade I was kissing before. I love kissing my wife. You know, she ain't got the...
Okay. Daniel, I'm sorry. That was a weird call.
How
did you know that person?
Are they still on the air?
Yes, we are. I'm going to
I don't know that
Bobby
person
now.
At all. I don't know who that was.
Hey, Daniel.
Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey. I tell you, some people don't know what to do with this type of virus, and they just want to try to make prank calls or try to get attention. That's all I got to say about
that. Yeah, I saw that.
But,
yeah.
But I'm sure you had a lot of weird letters in your time, Daniel, but not quite weird as the phone call that we just got.
No,
but
that was interesting.
Yeah, anyways, I just want to just say, like Carly said, it would be great to see you back on daytime once everything settles down. And I would say also it was just great that you had some great chemistry with Melissa, with Melissa as Abby,
sure.
Not Melissa
sure.
Claire.
No,
with,
I understand what you mean.
Kelsey.
Because yeah,
there's two different Melissa on the show, and I forgot. Melissa Claire Egan
absolutely.
And Melissa Ori. Yeah,
exactly.
I forgot.
Yeah,
the
way it was really fun. Of course.
Yeah, but anyway, it was really great to work with her. And it would be great to just return back to YR once things get settled. And I would not be surprised if maybe we might see with these classic episodes 1 week if we see – we might see you pop back up, especially if it involves some of the recent storylines involving several of the stars.
That would be great. It'd be fun to see some of those again.
Yeah, because I think the only way I'm going to catch you, other than watching the classics and waiting for it to come up, would be having to go on to YouTube and just check it out, unless the because I know that CBS has the possibility of doing that, but they haven't come up with some sort of theme. So I would not be surprised if they show an episode from 2 years ago with you in it or anything like that.
Right on. That'd be great. I would love that. And please let me know. I know you've been able to message me on Facebook. Just let me know if you're watching or if you see something fun that you think I should take a peek at. It's always good. It's always good to know, man. I appreciate it.
With the fact that I'm in my house so many times, all the time right now, it'd be a great idea to catch up on not only dates, but to watch the classic episodes of Bold and Beautiful, Young and Restless, and General Hospital, and just catch up with what's going on around the soap scene, especially with this special coming up tonight on ABC. But
right.
Anyways, it was great to talk to you, and
oh,
I look forward
my
to...
My pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure, and I thank you guys always for inviting me, and
yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I look forward to maybe seeing you back on TV soon once this settles down, and let's hope
I guarantee
let's
it.
Hope
I guarantee
that,
it
that we don't get any more crazy calls, because some people just have a little time on their hands these days, especially with
yeah,
the virus.
I feel for that person. They must be, you know, going through something
yeah.
in their lives that they
maybe,
they felt
maybe
they
called
to do
it
that.
The wrong show or something. Anyways, you have a good day
maybe
and
so.
Take care.
Well, no problem, and my pleasure. You guys have a wonderful day and stay safe.
Okay, you too.
Okay,
bye.
Bobby,
bye.
I will put on David. Okay.
All right. Now, Carly, I've only got about 5 minutes, but I'm down
okay.
for five more.
David, you're here. On.
Hi, Daniel.
Thank you
for coming on. I really appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
You're always welcome back. Come on anytime.
David,
so
you're a pleasure, man. You're a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Next time we ask a question, and then when you come back on. Yes, I know you have a little bit of time, so you're always welcome
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, hit me up anytime you're interested, and well, hopefully I'll be free to jump on for a little bit and say hello. And I do hope to see you guys on YNR again. I think it'd be a fun thing to have a little bit more, one last little wrap-up with Abby, perhaps, you know, a little rekindle, perhaps, or even just some unfinished business. You know, he's got a few things he needs to do there, I think. But I do appreciate you guys and your support and always pushing for me to do some more there. I think it's great, and I look forward to chatting with you guys more soon.
Oh,
all right. Yep.
David, did you have any more other questions?
No, I know, but no, thank you.
All right. Well, David, you stay safe too, man, and hopefully we'll chat soon.
Daniel, we just wanted to invite you to my birthday bash on Zoom 12th. I will send you out the invitation, and you know, we will
let me know when
you.
It is, and I'll hopefully
yeah,
be free.
Zoom 12th at 5 p.m. West Coast, and I will send you all the information.
Let me know. I'm actually supposed to be popping out of town around that time, but if I'm in town, I will try and pop on and absolutely say hello.
Oh, perfect. And thank you
so
for coming on.
Keep me posted. My pleasure.
And just remember, you are welcome anytime. And if you need anything to promote, just let David or I know, and we will get you on as soon as we can.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet, and I appreciate it.
Okay, have a great day.
All right. You as well.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Bye.
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 Okay, I'm going to the Bobby on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Now, first of all, I'd like to apologize, as I said to Daniel. I don't know if that caller was trying to get attention, or was he bored because of what we're in, or if he works from home from a radio station to put his interview for something else. But I don't think in this type of environment that now is not the time, sir.
I agree.
So, I mean, we have had weird calls like that before, but never quite like that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to watch the special that's on ABC tonight because of the fact that it comes on at 9 and it's going to be 2 hours, and And I have thought about DVRing it, but I think it might be on ABC On Demand or on the ABC app, and I'll probably get to
Why
it sometime.
Why didn't you just record it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just record it and watch it in the morning?
Well, that had been a good idea. That might be a good idea because I figure since every soap but days it's going to be not back on this week, might give me a chance to just get to know the secrets of what have happened in the soap for a long time, and at the same time might get me back interested in watching the remaining new episodes of Days during my lockdown, and when things settle down, when I get home, since all the other soaps are repeats and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to watch that we turn the DVR coming. I can't read enough of it right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Also. Well, you know, I have a couple of announcements. So tonight, like Bobby was saying, we will be seeing the ABC soap of the story is on ABC. And right before that, we hope that you watch before that is Stephen A. is having the basketball thing with, you know, for everyone that was watching the last
dance. With Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah, is on right before that. So we called both the support brick and...
thinking about recording all the Last Dance series now that it's going to be rerunning on ABC and the rest of the month on ESPN. I'm probably thinking about either recording them or just watching it on demand and just catching up. Because I haven't had time to watch it live.
Well, yes, this recorded, and I have something to say, and I have a rant, and if anyone interrupts me during my rant, they will be in trouble, Bobby. Okay, yesterday, Zenner Hospital. Okay. Zillion, do you... How the brain that God gave you? Okay, you marry now? You marry that conniving bitch only because she blackmailing you? Where's Zillion? You know what? You just put a knife in your own back quicker than anything. If you just came clean to Sunny about your involvement in the baby Swiss, and you knew about it, and you got Lucas in a car accident, your own son, but no, now you're going to marry this, what, to help her get custody? No, how dare you do that? I mean, you are as evil as Nero now. And I went for custody to go to Michael and Willow, and then I hope that Willow and Saints will get back together. And Sasha and Michael, I hate this. I hate that they had to go through a marriage of convenience to stop Neil, and then Neil did this. And no, I am not going to forgive her. I'm not. Neil has a psycho and the day she came in town. And she's been messing with Mike Harley. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, Ava, what in the hell are you thinking? Talking to Cyrus. Really? Really? And then he brings up your doll? Really? And then you he also they help you with Sunny, with the custody arrangement. Really, really, you really think that is gonna go down? Really, you just you just you just find yourself in the Ava. You started to make a tune with the whole mic thing, and bringing Avery to see Mike was very nice. I will even admit that on air. But now you're talking to Cyrus, the guy got that, you know, almost got everyone shot up. You are, you know, someone needs to take Cyrus out. Someone needs to take Neil out. Someone needs to take Ava out. And whoever done the impulsors, you know, gets a key to the city. Because this is all bullshit. They all three have to go. Okay? And Neil did her. Neil knew about her own baby twisting. So before everyone says, oh, poor Neil. Oh, her baby got taken away from her. Oh, she was grieving. All bullshit. She knew exactly what she was doing. Did I help do? Zuri covered his ass. Okay, and then he gets blackmailed. Really? So I'm sorry. Zillian, I hope Sunny goes after you. I hope Sunny goes after you and Zaytun goes after you for the coward you are for agreeing to marry the best of our bitches. I'm sorry my rant was kind of harsh this morning, but
that's how you feel.
And I will never, ever,
I agree.
ever feel sorry for no, oh,
yeah.
Any of them.
Can I just put a couple? I'm sorry, Carly.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, can I add a couple of side notes to this whole thing as well? I know that that's probably going to be that if we don't get an answer by this week, we're going to have to wait a long time for it unless GH can throw some flashback shows to how this whole thing started. Now, number two, I think the baby should be Michael because Michael has a lot on his plate with Willow and with this baby thing, and also he should help Sasha get out of this drug addiction that she's in before.
Wait. Why are you saying no? Michael should get his baby back for custody.
Right.
He also belongs in jail.
Exactly. And with what's going on with Sasha right now, with her being a drug addict now, Michael needs to just come to her aid, or somebody needs to come to her aid before it's too late.
Greg,
you know
high.
What? I feel sorry for Sasha. I honestly do. I feel sorry for Sasha. I feel sorry for Sage. I feel sorry for all four of them on the hands of Neil. And, you know, it's time. It's time to take this person down. And make them, accountable. And number two, they live a life after this week, people. That will be all soup. I mean, are we lucky?
I mean, we're kind of lucky, but I would like to encourage kind of similar to what a lot of people have been doing during the Olympic years for days and going over to Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful, and General Hospital. If you're sick of watching something you have seen 10 times already since 1991 for Young and Restless or Bold and Beautiful, or 10 times since 2012 for General Hospital, then you can just probably just watch Days and watch the and just get hooked on that, so that by the time we are all settled, then you can probably know what soap to turn to. I mean, I'm not saying this is going to be the designs of ratings for the CBS soaps or GH. I'm just saying it just might be a good idea.
Okay, I don't watch Bone Beautiful. That's the only soap I don't watch. I'm not enjoying it no more. The only soap I don't watch is Bone Beautiful. It's boring. I don't watch Bone Beautiful no more.
All I know is I'm not going to be looking forward to missing my General Hospital. And you think I'm crabby right now, you guys? Oh, no. Oh, no. Next week, Carly's not going to be happy with the word. Because, you know, we think that, you know, it's great that Days of Our Life is going to get all these great storylines. And after all, you have the best writer on there. Yeah,
yes,
right. That's like saying Trump is a good president.
Well, I'm going to go that far.
Okay, I mean, we are just so lucky right now.
Yes, we are.
We are just so lucky.
Right.
Yes, we are.
Right, but there's only one problem with Days right now. I'm not happy with what they're doing with letting Stacey have do Kristen go, or letting Sonny and Will go, and the rumors that Camille Bennett's Gabby might be next. I'm not happy about that.
Well, you know, I just, and before we go off the air, because we are on tomorrow, and we have Lou Danny from the New Hospital on here at noon. And Bobby, are you going to be able to call anybody?
Well, I guess since I don't have anywhere to go and nothing to do until our governor opens up the state, and it could be interesting if he makes the announcement when General Hospital is on at 3 o'clock my time, but I don't mind just catching the news the next hour to watch it, even if it is preempting General Hospital for it.
And then we will miss you tomorrow, David. We will miss you, but you know, we will carry on, won't we? And I want to say, you know, through this whole crisis, I found a new restaurant called Cruda de Paris, and they make the best paninis ever. And I just want to tell you guys, please, order out something at least once a week to help the economy. We need that. And then Friday night, we have Jay Kahn and Trent Dawson on Friday night, right, Bobby? David?
Yes,
so we have that.
I look forward to that because I'm probably going to have to ask Terry some why I think that QVC and these companies like Amazon is a great alternative to shopping right now in this in the environment we're in right now. So I can just probably ask her dad and ask her some possible other questions that are soap related as well. I look forward to that interview.
Just remember, you guys, stay safe, and have a relaxing day, and remember, take your time, enjoy the view from outside, and remember, people, wash your hands, very important, and remember, the crisis won't be forever. And remember, right now, they're on the Senate floor. A financial advisor is talking about giving more people money to the people. So let's pray that passes. And just remember, Trump is taking that medicine that he thinks it won't help him get the virus, really. That medicine has not even been approved from the FDA. So, in my opinion, you know, Trump, just go for it. It could cause you a heart attack. Whoops.
Right. What makes you so special? Because 2 months ago, we had an incident in Arizona with an elderly couple who drank what thought was going to be this cure for the coronavirus turned out to become fish tank cleaner. Then last month, he goes on the air and say, inject yourself with disinfectant. What are you trying to do? Kill us even more?
Exactly. And before we go, I just want to say, you guys are doing a great job on here, and Maggie is probably in a sleepless night with, you know, I could very well be back asleep too. And use a reference, David. If we have a morning interview, remind me the night before. With everything going on, my brain is not awake sometimes, okay?
Call you, yes, I did.
Okay. Oh, so have a great day.
All right.
Have a great
day. Bye, guys.
All right, okay.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. Bye.